أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It's day 6 and the headaches and the detox should be easing. And we should be now getting used to the hunger and the thirst and possibly a time to step up to the next level of fasting, which is the ethical fasting. See, the first level is the jurisprudential fasting, where we refrain from what we're told in fiqh not to do, like not eating and not drinking and not engaging in intimacy and etc. And this fast is prescribed for beginners as a form of training. So we get acquainted to waking up at dawn with the excuse of eating and drinking, lest we feel hungry and thirsty during the day. The Prophet ﷺ said, many people gain nothing from their fasting save hunger and thirst. So let's look at the next step, which is ethical fasting. Now here, it is refraining not only from what is jurisprudentially mentioned, but also looking at fasting with the eyes, ears, and all other body parts. So, and this is called the fast of tariqah. So when Imam Sadiq says, when you fast, let your ears, your eyes, your hair, your skin, and all your body's fast parts fast too. Do not let your fasting day be the same as the non-fasting one. It's a wonderful story about the lady who, whilst fasting, was swearing at her maid in the presence of the Prophet. The Prophet offered her some food to eat, and she said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of God, I am fasting. And the Prophet said, how are you fasting and you swear at your maid? Fasting is not only from food and drink. Indeed, God made it that way, so that food and drink are used as a veil against other sins, verbal or action. How few are fasting, and how many are just hungry? And then the pinnacle of fasting, which is mystical fasting, which is detaching oneself from anything that does not remind one of divinity. It's sort of a state of absolute detachment, total servitude to Allah. And this is called the fasting of haqiqa, or reality. And just as physical fasting burns fat, removes toxins, mental fasting does the same to the mind. And the reward of fasting in this degree is none other than divinity himself. For he says, I will reward the rituals of humankind from 10 times to 700 times, save sabr. For it is for me, and I am its reward. And sabr is fasting. And we also need to step up with our salah. One of the practices to adopt in this month is to pray Salatul Layl, and we'll talk about it, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, three things bring happiness to the heart of a mu'min, of a believer. Meeting the other people, meeting other brothers or sisters in iman, iftar, which is breaking the fast, and waking up in the later part of the night for Salatul Tahajjud. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.